From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Pope Francis calls on people of all faiths to join together to respect the dignity of others. Speaking at Philadelphia's Independence Hall, the pontiff said that people should resist those who use religion as a pretext for hatred and brutality. The Pope was greeted by dignitaries and more than 40,000 people. Speaking in Spanish with translation, the Pope said that religion is not a pretext for oppression of others.
It is imperative that the followers
of the various religions join their voices
para clamar por
in
la
calling
paz,
for peace,
la
for tolerance,
el respeto a la dignidad
for the dignity
y a los
and
derechos
de los demás. Of others.
Earlier, Francis celebrated Mass at Philadelphia's principal Catholic church, met with seminarians and a group of people with cognitive disabilities. In the evening, the Pope will attend the World Meeting of Families, where he'll be entertained by soul singer Aretha Franklin, Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli, and the Philadelphia Orchestra. On Sunday, the last day of the Pope's U.S. tour, he will visit Philadelphia's largest jail, and then we'll celebrate Mass before an estimated 1 million people. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States sees a major opportunity in diplomatic talks to end the bloodshed in Syria and Yemen. Kerry spoke at following talks with Iran's foreign minister on Saturday. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has called on the United Nations to investigate the cause of a stampede that killed hundreds of pilgrims at this year's Hajj in Saudi Arabia. Rouhani made the call while addressing world leaders at the UN Development Summit on Saturday. The largest number of casualties came from Iran, which has denounced Saudi Arabia for its management of the pilgrimage and called for criminal charges in the case. Of the 769 deaths currently reported by Saudi authorities, at least 136 were Iranian nationals. People either suffocated or were trampled to death when two huge crowds converged head-on in a narrow street in Mina on Thursday. China's president has pledged his country will contribute $2 billion to a new global assistance fund to help poor countries' development. In his address to the Sustainable Development Summit at the United Nations, Xi Jinping said that China will aim to increase its total contribution to the Global Assistance Fund to $12 billion by the year 2030. On Friday, the UN set a goal of ending extreme poverty by that date and said that effort could require up to $5 trillion of assistance every year. Croatia has been transporting asylum seekers to Hungary and is demanding that Serbia follow suit instead of busing them to Croatia. Visiting the border crossing of Strosinci on Saturday, Interior Minister Ranko Ostojic said that it would be easier to send the asylum seekers directly to the Hungarian border or to a reception center in Serbia. About 3,000 migrants and refugees were stranded in the border city of Strosinci on Saturday. A suspect in the destruction of buildings in Mali's ancient city of Timbuktu, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, has been handed over to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Niger surrendered Ahmad Ali Fahi al-Fahi al-Mahdi, that is, also known as Abu Turab, to the court on Saturday. Fatou Benhouda is the ICC prosecutor.
No longer should such reprehensible conduct go unpunished. It is rightly said that cultural heritage is the mirror of humanity. Such attacks affect humanity as a whole.
The suspect is accused of intentionally orchestrating attacks on the sites in 2012. The extremists, who considered the structures as totems of idolatry, were driven out nearly a year later by the French military. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.